This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Bush and Tia, and this is Lay Link on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Let us know what you did this weekend. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us on onair@joy.org.au.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good.
It's been an insane week for both of us, I think.
I think so.
So now on tonight's show, we're talking all about the bucket list.
We are.
Have you got one? What is it? You know, what's on it? Can you create one? So on and so forth.
Yeah, let us know if you think we should have something on our bucket list.
Yeah, because currently I don't have anything apart from like a whole heap of girls' names, so that doesn't really work out for me.
I knew that was going to be a...
Yeah, that's because I'm kind of tied down now, you know?
I saw that list when I was Googling. Yeah, it's the list.
The list.
Yeah, the... Ucket list.
Sounds good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The, it's very similar, the Ucket list.
Ucket.
Yeah.
Right, okay. All right, well, of course, at the end of our show, we are going to be running through our events listing as per usual.
Yes.
But you can head over to the Star Observer website for a more comprehensive listing anyways.
Yes.
Anyways. Now, okay, Basha, I've got to talk to you. This week, we had a lot of car trouble.
Yeah, I saw the post of a bizarre car on Facebook.
We rented a bomb.
Woohoo!
We rented a bomb, and I tell you, it's hilarious. Little Hyundai XL, and this thing just goes. It goes and goes and goes, but not very well, and I'm not sure for how long.
Yeah, well, you know, rent a bomb, you know. What do you expect? It's in the title.
It could be a little bit dangerous moving forward.
Yeah, well, you know. Cars are cars.
Cars are cars. They are.
It reminds you of your first car. Like, my first car was a bomb. It actually caught on fire while I was driving it at one stage.
Oh, no.
I know.
That's so, just badness all round.
But a nice man stopped and had a fire extinguisher in his car, and he put my car out. He was like, "Is your car overheating or on fire?" And I said, "How do I know the difference? I've been driving a few months. I don't know." And he's like, "Oh, my God." And then we opened the bonnet. Next thing you know, there's flames everywhere. Now, at this stage, I worked in a cinema, so I'm thinking, oh, my God, my car's about to blow up. I'm about to die. Put my car out. He was very nice.
He was very nice.
He was very helpful. And then he disappeared. I wanted to thank him for saving me and my life and my car and, you know, give him money for the filling up of his little fire extinguisher because that's quite expensive.
Right.
And he disappeared. When I went to get my dad, who came to rescue me, I said to my dad, oh, this nice man was here.
Now he's gone. Maybe it was really you. Maybe you were just imagining it. You had, like, superhuman power.
It's like a genie or something.
Yeah, maybe. Did you rub anything?
No. No, okay. No, God, no.
Well, okay.
He was an older man.
There's nothing wrong with that, all right?
Yes,
I
know.
We've all been there.
Yes.
Some of us more than
been
others.
Been there, done that. All right, so we're talking bucket list.
We are talking bucket list this week.
Now, have you seen the movie The Bucket List?
I haven't, but
you've
been telling me about it.
It's a good movie.
So you've got the plot there for me. So if educate our listeners. If anyone knows what this bucket list bizzo is all about, you know, send us a text on 0427JOY949.
Yes, tell us what's on your bucket list. Tell us what you've done, what you're wanting to do,
what
you're in the middle
of
doing
list?
On your bucket list.
Ooh,
remember, this is a G-rated show.
And he works in progress. No lists of girls' names or anything, you know.
That's a different list. We established that earlier in the show. Starts with F.
Oh, gosh.
There is. When you Google bucket list, the other list comes up.
Really?
Have you not seen it? Well, you're
okay,
not Googling.
Moving on.
All right. This is a Rob Reiner movie.
A Rob Reiner movie?
Yes. It stars Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson.
Oh, I love Jack Nicholson. He's hilarious.
He is. He's very funny. Now, you have this billionaire, Jack Nicholson, and a working class mechanic, who is Morgan Freeman. Now, they have nothing in common except that they have terminal illnesses.
Oh.
And they end up sharing a together.
That's very nice.
No. Anyway, they form a friendship and a bond during their times in this hospital near the end of their life. And then they decide to write a bucket list, a list of things that you do. Basically, a definition of a bucket list is something you do before you kick the bucket.
That's cute, actually, yeah. I like that.
they write this bucket list, and because this guy's a billionaire, he basically decides, okay, let's do these things. So they then go on this trip around the world to tick all these things off their bucket list.
Hmm.
Now, Morgan Freeman's wife thinks that he's gone insane because he's just disappeared.
He sounds a little insane.
But, you know, it's a cute movie, and it's nice. It's lighthearted. It's a bit funny, you know.
Lighthearted.
It's okay. It gets a bit sad because, well, terminal illnesses, as we said in the beginning.
Yeah, that could get a little sad.
But, you know, it's not a bad thing. But, yeah, it's well worth a watch.
All right, so
you're going to watch this movie. Can't believe you haven't watched it yet.
Maybe if I watch the movie, I'll get a better idea of what to put on my own bucket list.
I have lots of things, so I'll help
really?
You out. Yes.
Okay, I'm glad. I want to share. I want to know what everybody has on their bucket list. So as we said, send us a text in the studio tonight on 0427JOY949. You can even email it onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy. And welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Now, please send us a text in the studio. We are talking all about the bucket list. And our text line here is 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email it onair@joy.org.au. We'd love to hear from you. And we have heard from a couple of people about what's on their bucket list, Basha.
Yes, well, we've got our seasoned, oops, my boobs. I'm hoping that's not on her bucket list. She wants to flash her boobs at the world.
That's on my bucket list.
Hey, Mousy. Is that really? Well, let's see Mousy's boobs.
No. Oh.
You walk straight into that one.
Mousy's one of our listeners, if you haven't been listening before, and she always does text in, oops, my boobs, at the start of the show.
Yes, that's how we know she's
still another
here.
One of Melbourne's lovely lesbians who are tuning in tonight.
Yes.
I'm sure there's more, I hope.
Yes, another message I got is they want to see a sloth.
Oh, see, that's cute. That's adorable. I like sloths.
Mmm.
They're cool.
And then one person wrote in, drive a Skyline GTR Nissan.
Nissan Skyline GTR, and whoever that is has really, really awesome taste.
I was thinking more like a Lamborghini or, you know. Sleep with a celebrity. You didn't tell us which celebrity. Is it just general celebrity or, you know? Come on, people.
More information, please. All right.
I want a bucket list for all the buckets I've ever used in my life. Aw.
Oh, that's nice.
There you go.
But if you've already used them, then you've already ticked them off your bucket list.
No, I think this person's actually meaning buckets.
Oh, like literal. Literally.
Okay, so we went and found this website. It's called the Bucket List website.
No. It's http://bucketlist.org and /featured/. Now, I know it's a really big mouthful, but we're going to post it on our Facebook page anyway because you need to go and check this out. This bucket list website, it's not just a website where you go and share stuff. It's literally a social network for people who want to inspire and achieve their goals that they set for themselves in their lives and have on their bucket list. Now, we've printed out a whole heap to talk about.
So basically, the people here are printing out lists. They're actually printing their lists and their things.
They're sharing them.
Yeah, so you can actually go in and see that. And you can follow certain people because they're putting their items on the list.
Yeah.
And then they're writing when they've achieved those things.
Yeah.
So if you know certain people on there or you think their lists are cool, you can check out, oh, they've done that. And so, yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. And everyone can share their lists with each other and you can all, you know, inspire and support each other and congratulate each other when they get something off their list. It's a really great tool to use if you feel like you're stuck and you can't reach the goals you want to use. So it's a fantastic website. It's bucketlist.org/featured/. And I say feature because then you can go and have a look at the list that we're going to start reading through right now.
Yes.
Yes, because we have so many on here.
Ride a camel in Egypt. That's pretty cool.
Take part in a Sky Lantern Festival.
Mm. See, I rode a camel in primary school.
Oh, you were going to say in Egypt. I was like,
no,
me
I've
too.
Never been to Egypt. What a shame.
Oh, I have.
Have a paint fight.
Nice. Have a paint fight. Swim in an Iceland hot spring. Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
I would enjoy
that.
That's something I would enjoy.
Yeah, that could be something fun. Oh, I'm sorry, but Iceland is just it's too dark and too cold for me.
It's funny that. It's called Iceland.
I love some of these things. Ride a tandem bike. Really?
I like that.
I think it's great, but I'm thinking, haven't you done, like, I did that as a kid.
One person's put down here, my own music video. I like that one.
YouTube, you can do that very easily.
Pay off library fees.
Yeah, you know how big they'll be when you get near your end.
Oh, I like it. Okay, there's one here. Get my collarbones pierced. Really?
Yeah.
Ow.
One I like, stay addiction free.
Yeah, see, that's a good one.
That's
I like
a good
that
one.
I'm all down with that. What is waterfall bagging?
I don't know.
This person here that wants to go waterfall bagging. If anyone knows what waterfall bagging is, please enlighten
us.
Me.
Oh, this is a cool one. Dress up as Jesus.
Yeah, I like that. Grow my own organic vegetables.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I'm like, that's, yeah.
Unless he lives in an apartment.
Go yurt camping.
Go on a helicopter ride.
I've done that just
recently. I know you did.
That was a great experience.
See?
So if you've got anything that's on your bucket list that you'd like to share with us, please send us a text in the studio on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, have we been getting some more texts over there, Basha?
Yes, we have. Someone's written in they want to dance in the moonlight.
Oh, see, that's lovely.
Yes.
That's lovely.
Well, today is a nice night for dancing. I wonder if they're, like, going to be doing, like, does that mean, like, naked dancing around a campfire?
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Let us know where you're going to be.
Yeah, so we can film it. You know, just a couple of times.
They could, of course, be male listeners.
Well, yeah, that's okay too.
We can post that on the website.
Yeah.
People will enjoy that.
Oh, gosh. Just gets worse and worse. What's going on today?
I don't know.
Dirty, I think.
I think it was because of the research I was doing. I got distracted. Distracted by the other list.
Oh, my gosh. Look, we are talking all about the bucket list and not just the movie, but we're talking about creating our own bucket list and getting some ideas from our listeners and also from this great website, bucketlist.org. Now, Basha, I'm, you know, completely taken with this idea. I'm inspired. I want to write my own bucket list. So I'm going to jot down some ideas while we're listening to this.
All right.
Now, welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text in the studio tonight and tell us what's on your bucket list. Our text line is 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, we've been getting some texts over there.
Have.
You're
sorry,
grinning they're ear to ear, lady.
No, because someone's written, I have dressed as Jesus against my will. There you go.
Against your will. I'm guessing this is some kind of school time nativity kind of thing.
I'm guessing so.
But, you know, of all people to be.
But, okay, so we've people written in saying they want to learn to cook.
Oh, okay.
No, so you don't know, how to cook? Well, yes, okay. We don't judge.
That's all right.
Sea as rock.
Yeah, that's
someone's written
cool.
In going to Mardi Gras in Sydney.
I've done that.
Well, we've done that too. Yeah. Come on, people. You live in the country.
You have to do that.
Okay. Oh, here we go. This is a good one. This made me laugh. Flee the country with my hot lecturer.
Righty-o then. Okay.
You do that, honey.
We're starting to get a little bit interesting here. I'm liking it. Now, as I was saying just before, that I would jot down a couple, and I thought of a few things that I could add to my bucket list and that are achievable as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Okay. So, number one, and something I've always wanted to do, is I want to go to Japan and drink proper sake.
Okay.
I mean, I want to go to Japan just because I'm totally fascinated and I love Japan.
Yeah.
I just want to be there.
Yeah.
Just want to be in it, you know.
Okay.
But I want to go and drink proper sake. And
like the expensive stuff.
Yeah, really expensive stuff.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you have one?
Well, one, yes. The top of my list is skydive, which I plan on doing, yes, this year.
Wow.
Yeah, so by the end of this year, I will skydive. And considering I have a fear of heights, I guess.
We've got some feedback from one of our visitors in our studio who's definitely agreeing with you there. I like
it. Yes, I will do that. Thanks to my parents for their graduation present.
Oh, wow.
They weren't happy when they heard what I was going to do with their present. They're like, what?
I will be there to videotape it.
I might do it in Cairns, though. I've been told that the altitude's better there or something.
What? Oh, come on.
So, yeah. So, what's on your list?
Okay. All right. Next one. I want to get a sports car just for fun for one weekend. Just for one weekend.
That's okay.
A really, really nice one. I'm talking like really expensive
like
one.
Like a Maserati.
Yeah. But, you know,
I've driven in one.
I had a look on the internet and you've got to be 31 and I'm not quite there yet. So, you know, that's a long-term bucket list kind of thing.
See, right. mine is a three-prong, which is learn Spanish.
Oh! Did you really just write that down?
I've had that on my list for a while.
Look, number four.
Go to Machu Picchu.
Number four, relearn Spanish.
And then explore South America.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. But that's my next holiday. I plan on going to Machu Picchu.
A bit of adventuring. I might come with you. Sounds lovely.
So, yes.
And then after that, we can go on one of my next ones. I want to go on an English pub crawl. And I want to do that through all of those little towns over there. Not just through the city and stuff like that. Like
so the little towns with the little... Yeah, there's only like two pubs local, in some of those tiny
I
little
know.
Towns.
I think it'd
so
be great.
It won't be a real
no, but you
pub
get a,
crawl.
You get a bus and you get the driver and he's allowed to drink, of course, because drinking and driving is bad.
Oh, so you're driving from
and
town
you drive
to town.
From town to town.
Oh, I thought you meant do the whole bars in the town.
No, because some of the some
and
of the pubs
that's
over
funny,
there are really...
two pubs.
Some of the pubs over there are really eccentric and really
they
different
are.
And amazing and I just want to experience all I can about that.
There you go.
I think it's great.
I want to do an Antarctic expedition cruise.
Oh, I would love to do that. I don't want to just do a cruise. I want to touch down. I want to hang out with some seals and some penguins. And am I reaching too high?
You can have it on the list. I don't know if it's doable, but you know.
It's highly likely.
Do you have anything else on your list?
Well, relearn Spanish.
Okay.
Because I did actually learn how to speak Spanish years ago, and I was quite good at it, if I
there
do
go.
Say so myself, and I do. And I would like to relearn how to speak it, because I feel I'm missing that.
I want to go horseback riding on the beach at sunset.
Really?
Right. I don't know why. I've always wanted to do
did
that.
Did you read that somewhere?
No. I just want to do that. I just think it'd be fun.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm not too keen on that one.
And I want to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
The Aurora Borealis.
Oh, yeah, I should be writing these down.
I want to see those.
You've got so many good ones.
Because I've actually always had a bucket list. I just never knew it was a bucket list. I always had a list of things in my head that I wanted to do.
Fair enough.
And I've done a lot of them. But, yeah, now that I know it's a bucket list, I can actually write them. See, buy a Nikon camera.
Why do you want to buy a Nikon camera?
Because I've always wanted a Nikon camera. I think they're just cool.
Oh, all right then.
And learn to take professional photos.
Okay. I would like to do that as well. I'm thinking maybe we should just swap bucket lists.
Yours has got three things on it.
There's four.
Sorry, four.
And they're good things. Go to Japan. That's huge for me.
Yeah. Go on an elephant safari.
Oh, I think that'd be lovely. I rode an elephant in Thailand.
So did I.
It was fun.
And I fed I rode the big one with the big tusks.
Yeah.
And then I fed a little baby one.
Aww.
And he was so cute.
It's sharing time.
Yeah.
Look, if you've got anything on your bucket list and you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Bash, do you have something to share?
We do. Someone's written in saying that they love our show and the music. Yes, because we played Kylie.
Whatever. They didn't write that.
Well, he said, especially the music after we played Kylie. So I'll take that as that. And this listener wants to go hand gliding.
Ah, that would be an amazing experience. Have you seen those people that do the base
jumping?
So they've
written hang gliding. What is hang gliding?
You hang in a sling. It's pretty much the same thing, but you hang in a sling that's with the wings and you push off and...
Oh, yeah, someone with... Yeah, okay.
Are you not believing me right now?
No, I'm just feeling sick.
We're going to... You're terrible.
No, that just creeps me out.
Well, have you seen the people that do the base jumping?
Yeah,
the base jumping is amazing. They look like they're like squirrels.
Oh my God, they're going... Okay. What Kokoda?
Oh, that is amazing.
Also,
one.
They want to have real sake in Japan. James, well done. So you've got someone to join you. James will be joining you.
Thank you very much, James. Thank you very much.
Oh.
I'm glad I'm not going to be the only one over there. We'll hang out. We'll drink sake. We'll meet some geishas. Have a conversation with them. Slow one. Under the moonlight.
I'm being asked because what you think fleeing the country with my hot lecturer isn't achievable.
No,
I never said that.
I
don't know
achievable.
Your hot lecturer. I'm sure it is achievable.
As long as she's conscious. I'm kidding. No, I think that's a great idea. If you want to run away for love, then you should do it.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
All these things are completely achievable. We just have to change the way that we think and the way that we do things.
Yes.
We can do anything we want.
Oh, we can. Except be the president of America, but you know.
Hey.
No, you can't. You haven't been born in the country. Oh, you can't right, be okay. saying... Mm.
Can I be the president of something? I'm the president of this show.
Hey.
No? Okay. I'm the half president? I don't know.
Okay, you can be the president. I'll be yes. the I'll be the managing director of
you can be
show.
The janitor. What?
Thanks. Love you too. God.
Oh, dear. Look, we are finding out what's on our bucket list. We're finding out what's on yours. We're finding out what people are sharing all over the internet about their bucket lists. So please send us a text in the studio and let us know what's on yours. Our number here is 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Oh, you're on Lay Link with Basha and Tian. Welcome to our show on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text in the studio tonight on 0427JOY949. That's 0427-569-949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, what have we been talking about?
We're talking about bucket lists.
It's causing quite a stir.
It is. The screens are lighting up.
I love
people
it.
People are excited.
I like
they're
it when
sharing.
People get
they're
excited.
Sharing what they want to do.
And I like it when they share.
But yeah, so nice. A bucket list, to people who are not aware, is a list of things you want to do before you respectively
kick the bucket.
And so, yeah, so we're just discussing things that we want to do. Now, you mentioned going, relearning Spanish.
Now, that's a huge one for me because I lived over in the Dominican Republic.
Mm.
And I lived there for about 3 months or so when I was about 15, 16. And I learnt Spanish when I was there in that short time because I needed to know how to communicate. I wasn't in school. I was over there with my family. And we needed to communicate with everyone around us. And it was really difficult. And because it was such a culture shock, it was even more important that we learn straight away, you know, how to live day to day in this country. And so we learnt Spanish, and I think my brother and I were probably the most fluent in our family.
Mm, according to your dad, you were.
Yes. And
he gloated about that at
did,
your birthday.
He did gloat quite a bit. You know, God bless
He's
him.
He's cute.
He's lovely. Now, yeah, it was really great, but the thing is that if you don't use the language every single day, you do tend to forget a lot of it. And now I've forgotten a lot of my joining words and my doing words and things like that. So I really can't say that I would be able to communicate clearly with someone in Spanish now.
See, that's why I want to learn Spanish and then go and explore South America.
Well, see, maybe we
but
should
I want
learn
to do that
Spanish
with my
together.
Friend, but I want to do Spanish with my... I want to go to South America with my friend Maria.
Maybe we should learn Spanish together.
But I want to learn proper Spanish, not Espanol Spanish.
I beg your pardon?
I want to learn proper Spanish.
What's wrong with Espanol?
Espanol Spanish.
Why are you
if I go to
like
Argentina, because
that?
That's how they speak in Spain. If I go to Argentina and
Dominican
speak
Republic
like that...
Dominican Republic is not in Spain.
No, I'm just saying, but if you go to Spain, they speak like that. They say Barcelona.
Oh, yeah.
They sound like they've got a lisp.
Yeah, they do have that accent, yeah.
Yes. I don't want to learn that, because I bought some tapes and it was that thing and I went, ooh.
Mm, yeah, okay. Well, you just want to speak a different dialect.
Yes. So here we go. We have it. Oh, I love you. This best text ever. Love the Kylie. Yes, oh. I know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Our listeners have got to learn to stop sucking up to you.
No, because I have good taste in music. And the one thing he wants to do is to perform all of the Shakespeare plays.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's huge.
That is huge.
That's huge.
Impressive. Next time you're in a play and you're doing it, let us know. We'll come
yeah.
and have a look.
Yeah, go to Facebook and, you know, you don't have to like our page. Just send us a message, you know. We'd
just
love
say,
to.
Hey.
We'd love to hear from you and we'd love to come and support you.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we'd love to support people in our community. So, look, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text and tell us what's on your bucket list. And
well, tell
here.
Us what you've done off your bucket
oh,
list.
Yeah. Sharing is caring, people.
Because, you know, one of my things on my bucket list that I did was drink champagne on the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before.
I've done it twice, actually.
Well, you know, it's champagne.
I know. It's Paris, so, you know, why not do it twice?
Oh, dear. Look, send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427-569-949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. You'll be Basha and Tian on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. Please send us a text in the studio on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us tonight in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. Now, we have been going on and on and on about bucket lists.
We have. Now, we got a message from Jim. He wants to hug Martika. I'm thinking Martika, the singer from the 90s.
Really?
Toy Soldiers? Is that what she sung?
I can't remember.
I think she sung Toy Soldiers.
Really?
Yeah. If that's the Martika, unless it's some Martika that I'm presuming it's the famous Martika. But anyway.
It could be the non-famous Martika, in which case send us a photo.
Yeah. Maybe we want to hug Martika.
Maybe.
So, yes, we're talking bucket lists.
Bucket lists. And we've had people sharing with us online, which is just fantabulous, through our Facebook page, Lay Link. I think it's Lay-Link, we found out the other day.
Yeah, but we tried to get someone to like our page.
So Lay-Link. Now, you can even, as I was saying, text into our studio on 0427JOY949. Now, some of the ones that we've had from people tonight, you know, one person wants to own a Nissan Skyline GTR. What were some of the other ones you had
on
there?
I'm glad you remembered that, because I had to write that down. I was like, I knew it was a car.
It's the kind of car I like.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Someone wants to perform all the Shakespeare plays.
Yeah, I mean, that was fantastic.
And they've actually written to say that Kylie is a massive thing in my theatre and everyone that I know there loves Kylie. Well, I love you.
Kylie Minogue.
Of course,
she needs
Kylie Minogue.
An introduction. I don't know.
Hello. It's like Madonna. You don't need to put anything else to that. Everybody knows.
We had one person that said they wanted to sleep with a celebrity.
Mm.
I was saying that I wanted to go to Japan and drink sake. And James, our lovely listener, said that he would join me, which is fantabulous.
Yes.
I'm
now, we had someone here
tonight.
Saying they wanted to go to a foam party. Now, you and I have actually, we've both been to a foam party.
Separately, we have
of
both
course,
been
yes.
to foam parties. Now, I went to the quite famous foam party that is held at ARC in Sydney. Great nightclub. Good times. Lots of fun. And I actually went to that foam party and it was crazy. The part that I didn't enjoy was walking back to my hotel at about 6 in the morning, soaking wet with soggy shoes and soggy socks. That wasn't really okay with that part.
Yeah, that was not the fun part. See, I was in Ibiza.
Really?
Oh, Ibiza.
That's on my bucket list.
Ibiza.
I want to go there and I want to party like it's out of 1999
it was okay.
or something like that.
But no, I went there and that was not the fun thing is then, going home at the end of the night and then trying to shower because you're covered in all this soap and you're slipping and you've had a few drinks. So it's not good. I'm thinking, how many people have injured themselves afterwards because they've like smashed through the glass because they
probably
slipped.
A lot. I'm a little worried thinking about it right now.
Now we have a few here. Wear Converse to my senior prom. Must be a lesbian.
Yeah, must be a lesbian. That's,
getting
that's
matching
such a
tattoos.
Lesbian thing to do.
Must be lesbian.
I like this one. Ride a mattress down the staircase. That'd be so much fun.
I know. I've ridden a pillow, I think, as a kid down a staircase, but never a mattress. I think we would have gotten in trouble for riding a mattress, but yeah.
Scuba in the Great Barrier Reef. That's a good one for the bucket list.
I think so.
That'd be nice.
Catch a fish with your bare hands.
I like that idea. I caught one with a tennis racket, but that's a story for another time. Sponsor a child.
That's good. Leave little inspirational notes for strangers to find.
I love that.
That's cute.
I love it. Oh, dear. Look, you know, we are enjoying all the communication in our studio tonight and coming through Facebook and through our text line. It's probably been, you know, the most interesting night we've had for communication.
It
so it's great to see that everyone's getting in touch with
and
us.
And I'm learning things about you I didn't know.
Well, you know.
That your dad didn't share.
It's a sharing, caring kind of dad.
It is. It's great.
Look, you can send us a text. Our SMS line is 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. We are coming to the end of our show, but we've got a couple more bucket list things to share with you, and we are loving those texts coming in. So please do send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on JOY94.9. We've been receiving so many texts and messages through our Facebook page, Lay-Link.
We have, yes. And we thank you all. We couldn't read them all out.
We couldn't, which is unfortunate, really.
But some people had some great things on their bucket list.
They did. I'm so glad. And I'm really keen to sit down and complete my bucket list now.
But you can't complete it. It's a list that is forever ongoing. So as you take things off, yes, because as you remove things off the list, because you've done them, you add new things.
Okay.
So it constantly grows. So it's not a list of like 10 items and then that's it.
Okay.
You could have a list of infinite items.
Infinite items on your bucket list. I like
it. So we hope you've enjoyed our bucket list.
We do. I mean,
and yes.
It's been fun building it. And I really loving a lot of the ones that people have written into the website, bucketlist.org. I mean, that you know, that for me is really great. Some people have come up with some really amazing ideas and things.
There's
they
one
do.
Girl in there, I think she's about 17, and she has some really cute and sweet things on her list. I was reading it today and I was just giggling because I just thought, you just tell she's just this sweet little go to a bar, drink and, you know, drive a car and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just thinking, it's such a cute list.
Cute.
It was just a sweet, innocent list.
Such a cute list.
So, yes.
Anyway.
We're out. So have a lovely weekend, people. Stay safe. Have fun.
And, you know, of course, enjoy yourselves.
Of course.
It's good fun. Write a bucket list.
And prepare for next week.
And email us at laylink@live.com.au. Tell us what's on your bucket list. We want to know. And
prepare for the radiothon, people.
Oh, radiothon. Joy.
Okay, good evening.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.